Like a spire of sculpted ice, the white stone citadel of Holos rose up above the planetary capital, catching the dazzling light of the day. It towered over a broad marble plaza, dotted with ornamental fountains and gardens. Ornate statuary rose at all points of the compass, sculpted figures standing proudly, each gazing up into the sky. Tallest among them was a rendering of the god emperor in the garb of an ancient knight, the stone inlaid with jewels and platinum. The Arvus landed atop a granite rose tiled into the stonework, and past the distant lines of crowd barriers, a throng of Holosea citizens raised their voices in cheers of happiness. Floating drone birds wheeled overhead, camera eyes feeding images to the crowds and the world beyond. The Battle Sisters were the first to disembark, moving in cautious, wary lockstep. Lethe led them forward. Each cradled her Godwin Diaz pattern bolt gun in a low, unthreatening carry. But each woman was primed to bring them to combat ready if the slightest threat presented itself. Myria exited with Ro and the Questor, taking in the scope of the place. Holos's air smelled of blossoms and morning rain. It was clean and welcoming. Eight figures stood waiting at the foot of the Emperor's statue. Myria threw Lethe a nod, and the sisters paused to bow in the direction of the great effigy before proceeding. As they came closer, Nolan leaned in to speak to the Celestian.
Analyzing the council, it would appear that only two of them are...
humans. Yes, I can see. The rest are replicae.
I have returned, my fellow arbiters, and with great tidings. The Imperium endures, just as we have. I bring these emissaries from the God Emperor's Church to reunite with us. We are delivered.
Look sharp. Do you see them? The clones are everywhere. In the crowds on the battlements. There must be one of them for every two humans.
Stay your hand, sister.
They are garbed in such finery. Hypothesis. The clone beings appear to be the ruling class in this culture. Further study is warranted.
Allow me to present Sister Myria, Celestian Elohim of the Adeptus Sororitas, and Questor Nolan of the Magos Biologis, our first visitors in thousands of years. This is truly a glorious day. Let us give praise to the great progenitor for his munificence. We welcome our kindred to our home.
Kindred?
Myria silenced the other battle sister with a look. She returned the bow, looking up to find the faces of the humans who stood alongside the line of clones, dressed in the same robes of office. One, an older male, seemed distracted, but the other, a woman of Myria's age, returned her gaze intently.
Well met, arbiters. I bring greetings from the Ecclesiarchy of Holy Terra. Know that we are heartened to see that your disconnection from the Imperium did not break your faith.
Of course. We are an elected leadership, selected by our people. The Council has managed the affairs of Holos for centuries, Sister Myria. Through it, our world has become the ideal you see around you.
The human arbiter suddenly broke her silence.
Our replicate partners have held their roles for many, many years. In that time, they have guided us to a kind of prosperity.
Indeed so, dear Arvin. Together, we are all children of the God Emperor of mankind. Come, kindred. We will receive your mission in the Great Hall.
Lethe, you and Isabel remain in the plaza until I summon you. Keep the shuttle secure.
Elohim, I don't like what I see here. synthetics lording it over humans. It's not right. It goes against the natural order.
Perhaps. But we cannot rush to judge these people by our lights.
Forgive me, sister. But I assume that the very reason we are here is to pass judgment.
In the Great Hall, an arc of dark wood rose from a massive stone dais, and behind it, each of the council took up a station. Miria saw paintings worked into the walls, the floor, and the ceiling, all detailed landscapes of Holy Terra, Ophelia, Evangelion, and other sites of religious significance. One set of tall panels showed a narrative, apparently the history of Holos itself. Rho nodded sagely as she saw Miria studying them.
The Chronicle, yes. I imagine you have many questions about what became of our world after the monstrous veil fell between us.
This first illustration. I recognize the depiction of an Adeptus Mechanicus Explorator base.
Affirmative. Type Z embedded test and research colony. I have recovered what data remains of that endeavor from the Mechanicum's knowledge pool.
You are both correct. Holos was originally an outpost dedicated to studying the science that birthed me. You call it Replicae. But after the warp storms came and we were alone in the void, the surface was ravaged by lashes of dark energy.
She indicated the next few panels. Miria saw paintings of terrible tempests sweeping across the landscape, and of desperate battles against the elements and other more unnatural forces. Those creatures depicted there. The monsters?
Demons. The storms spilled warp spawn across our lands. The colonists fought, but they were pushed to the verge of extinction, isolated and alone, with no hope of rescue. They reached out to the only ones who could save them.
The Replicae. Processing. The survivors decanted the prototype soldier clones to help them fight off the archenemy and keep their world alive.
Miria walked along the line of the panels, watching the images shift from those of warfare and desolation, first to hardship and adversity, and finally to a bold new rebirth.
We drew Holos back from the brink of destruction. We turned away the tide of the warp and held it at bay. And over the centuries, we, the Replicae, evolved beyond our simplistic warrior natures into something superior.
Superior to what?
To what we once were. Little more than organic machines, tools and cannon fodder. We unlocked our potential. Eventually, the colonists ceded governance of Holos to us. We are tireless, virtually immortal, and under our stewardship, this world has thrived.
You must be very proud of your accomplishments.
It is only by the will of the God Emperor that we have endured. Without him, we would be ashes. But instead, we are a peaceful world ready and willing to return to the Imperial fold. That is, if you will have us, if you still want us.
We will need to be certain.
Of what? Do you fear we are tainted by the warp? I swear on my honor it is not so. We have purged our planet of such things.
The way of chaos is insidious. Are you sure? Probability factors unclear.
In the Emperor's name, yes! A Replicae has no need to raise arms. We have embraced pacifism and transcended our violent roots. There is no warfare here.
You truly have been isolated. The rest of the galaxy has not been so lucky. Rho looked stricken and turned to her fellow Replicae for support. But suddenly...
analyzing. Chemical explosion detonation. High yield, close proximity.
Miria! We have multiple attackers pushing through the crowd. Armed with ballistic weapons and grenades, they're killing anything that moves!
Miria turned on the Arbiter, eyes flashing.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, Imperator, no. It must be the Red. But they have been silent for so long. Please, you must believe me, this is not of our doing.
The Battle Sister shrugged Rose's hand from her arm and turned to her squad, an old and familiar sensation filling the Celestian's thoughts.
Sister Iona will remain here with the Questor. The rest of you, remove the peace bonds from your weapons and come with me.
What are you doing?
Lethe, assume defensive formation. We're on our way to you.